people are serious. I'm like...
Hello, Internet, and welcome to the Dirty Thursdays podcast number 23. I'm your host, Ian Tordella, and we're coming to you direct from Dirty Boulevard Recording Company in San Diego, California, here on El Cajon Boulevard. Each week, we feature local jazz artists, singer-songwriters, bluegrass, and acoustic groups. If you're out there listening to the podcast, we're seeing a lot of people checking it out over in Europe and Asia and Canada and the States. You guys are coming up in our stats on Blogger, so we'd love to hear from you. If you want to drop by and leave a comment on the blog, we'd like to hear your comments and zany interjections. Anyhow, this week we're in studio with a wonderful local jazz band that does mostly original compositions. They're Frame of Reference, and we've got Doug Walker, second-time guest on the show, on the upright bass, Mr. Tim Nunnick on the tenor saxophone, Sir Peter August on the tenor saxophone, as well as Nick Toko on the electric guitar.
Thank you.
Just heard Out of Thin Air by guitarist Nick Toko and Digression by Doug Walker. We're in studio with Frame of Reference. Welcome to the show, guys.
All right, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Thanks.
And Doug, maybe you can tell us a little bit about your compositions and how this group started and why you guys are into playing original music. That's a very broad question.
It is very, yeah. Well, we got together about in 2007, all working through the graduate program at San Diego State, and we just kind of all became friends real quick and had the same taste in music and really just all had the desire to write our own.
And who are some of your influences that you're kind of pulling from for this style? I mean, you guys really have a band sound. That's what I like about this group. It doesn't sound like a jazz group where it's horns and then a rhythm section. You guys play as a band, but who were some of the other groups and sounds you were checking out when you first started writing this material?
Let's see, I mean, you know, definitely Wayne Shorter and Joe Henderson are huge, huge influences. A lot of stuff from that era, of course. And some modern guys that are playing around now, Seamus Blake, you know, Kurt Rosenwinkel, John Scofield, guys like that.
Cool. And then for Tim, I know you guys did a residency at South Park Bar and Grill for about 2 years, so maybe you could tell us about that.
Yeah, actually, it was, I think it was three years to the day. We had an every Sunday, or that was about every other Sunday, occurrence at South Park Bar and Grill, which in San Diego used to be known as a music corner before the management went upside down, but that's a whole nother story for another show.
Now it's known as a karaoke spot.
Yeah, if you want to do karaoke and bad steak. Anyways, we had a great time. It was fun. That was kind of where we went from playing standards right out of some of the books, and we started kind of making those our own as well as bringing our originals in. And I think it was during that residency we switched from to an originals group where we mostly played originals. I bet, I don't know, 80 or 90% of the tunes we were playing were these originals, and we've, oh gosh, everyone has gone through such a metamorphosis since the first incarnation of the tunes, and you probably wouldn't recognize the tunes now if you had heard us back then. So we just recently finished a demo of a lot of those arrangements, and that finally codified some of our arrangements, you know, when you make a recording of it.
Right.
And that ended, and now we're just sort of freelancing around town and having fun.
And I know you guys just played over at 11 on Tuesday, so how did that go?
Oh, it was great. Yeah, we had a great turnout. It's nice to be able to play at a place that has a lot of different cultures and people getting together to listen to music and drink and have a good time. We had a great time.
Well, it's awesome that they're having some jazz in there since it's primarily rock and roll.
Yeah, I think the last time we were over there, it was a ska band or a metal band? I can't remember.
Country
punk?
And I should also mention that you guys usually play as a five-piece with drummer Dave Pacheta. But unfortunately, Dave couldn't make it today. He's rehearsing, and he's about to go out on tour with Boney James. So maybe next time we'll get him on. So I know from talking to Doug, as you said, you guys, the tunes are sort of always in progress. You don't do a tune and then just let it sit there. You all are always working with the material and tweaking it. And you said now that you finally recorded it, you sort of have one version. But is everything still evolving as far as the tunes
Definitely,
you're already
yeah.
playing?
Or? Always.
Well, of course, but... Yeah.
Yeah, we like to do the impromptu arrangements as we're doing today, but we have some of our tunes have interesting other sections that they go to, cued interludes and codas that are different than your typical 32-bar standard blowing tune. We like to have a compositional aspect where we take the listener not only through what you would call the tune and the melody, but we take them on little flights of fancy to other areas, you know, that you wouldn't expect. And that, I think, is always going to be a little bit up in the air in terms of the arrangement, because some of these get so difficult. What are we up to? We got a 5-page chart, one of these. And so we're trying to pare some of that down and kind of get out of that. But
yeah, well, it's a big extra expense on the gig to hire all those page turners, so.
Yeah, and when we have to bring, you know, 7 music stands per guy.
So originally you guys started as trumpet and tenor and then just tenor, but then you went to a 2-horn, 2 saxes format. Maybe, Peter, you can talk about when you joined the group and got into playing these tunes.
Geez, it feels like I joined the group about 3 years ago, but... seems like I've been a part of it for a really long time. It was really cool to finally join an original music project group. I hadn't really played in anything like this before, so I have to say that this has just been a huge part of my personal development as a saxophonist and as a jazz musician in general. I was playing a lot of gigs just doing standards and that type of material, so joining this has been great, and you know, the opportunity to play with another tenor player is always just great.
Cool. So I guess this gives you opportunities to get into different types of playing besides bebop or, you know, doing repertoire, basically.
So. Exactly. It's really been a great part of my development as a player. And also, just whenever you're playing with another person on the same instrument, you have to try different things, because you don't want to just sound like, essentially... two of the exact same instrument. You want to try different things, different nuances, you know, always keeping it fresh.
Yeah, bring some contrast. Great. Well, if you're listening right now and you want to see some pictures, you can find those on our blog. That's at dirtythursdays.com. And you can also subscribe on iTunes. Just search Dirty Thursdays in the iTunes store, or you can follow the link from the website. And you guys are going to do one more tune for us. What's the last tune we're going to hear?
We're going to play Water Door, which is a tune I wrote several years ago, but like I say, this is always evolving, so I wrote a couple more different harmony parts to it. So we're going to see how that goes.
Great, here we go.
1, 2, 3. Thank you.
And that last tune was Water Door. And once again, we're in studio with the band Frame of Reference. Thanks a lot for coming in, guys.
Thanks, Ian. It was awesome.
And Nick, maybe you can tell us where we can find you guys on the internets.
We have a good website going, frameofreferencejazz.com. You can get all the info about the band and upcoming dates there. And in terms of upcoming dates, we do have a show July 9th, right at night, North Park area. And hopefully we'll see you there.
Nice. And for those of you who haven't been, Ray at Night is a great art festival that happens every month. It's an art walk. It's totally free, and there's a lot of great artists and bands, as well as this band. So come check it out. It's the second Saturday of every month. Well, I think that's going to be about it for this week at Dirty Thursdays. Please subscribe to our RSS feed to stay up to date. You can find that at dirtythursdays.com. Once again, I'm your host, Ian Tordella, and we're coming to you from Dirty Boulevard Recording Company. Our photo editor is Darcy Fontenot. Our London correspondent is Stephen Bender. Food on the set was provided by Catherine Newberry. Jocelyn August is head of the legal affairs desk. Our number one fan is Margaret Ann Frick. And our intern and production assistant is Mo the Cat. For all your studio needs, remember, nothing's as value like El Cajon Boulevard. It's like Carlton. Thank you.